We head to the home stretch in quarter number four on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back into the Labatt Blue Studio. It's quarter number four of the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white.
Drink blue and light.
Is that what you're going to be doing on Saturday, Andy? Professor?
Saturday?
He means
Friday. How about Friday?
Okay. Well, how about this weekend? All right.
I'm so there you jealous go. Right now. I can't even begin to talk about it.
All right. I am Jim. I'm with Andy Shea and Bob Flounders. And yes, it's finally reached that point. We are going to talk about an actual game of football. We are going to talk about the Idaho Vandals. And let's start right there. Which one of you is going to give me the full and complete scouting report on Idaho? I'm looking specifically at who they're going to be playing at nickel cornerback on obvious passing positions. Which one of you wants to take question?
Congratulations, Jim. You've identified the key matchup in the game. I spent the last 72 hours looking at specifically that. No, I mean, this is one of those openers where, I mean, they're going to cut a nice little check for the Vandals out of the Big Sky Conference and SCS program to come to State College. I'm sure that program's excited about it. Let's not confuse this team with Appalachian State.
Yeah, let's not. This was a former FBS program that dropped down to the Big Sky Conference and moved to FCS in 2018. Their first year, they went 4-7 overall, and it was not pretty. They're ranked now as a recruiting class in 2019. How are they doing recruiting as an FBS school, right? Dead last in the country. So, you know.
They're not good.
They're not that swift. Let's just put it that way.
You see a really close game into the final minutes. You're probably going to be disappointed.
Yes.
If you're coming to the Penn State game, as I'm sure a lot of people are, to see the new guys, to see the new quarterback, the weather is going to be just awesome. Beaver Stadium is a top three or four stadium experience in the nation. There are for every one reason you could talk about the game not being close, there are 10 reasons to go to this game and just see what Penn State has done this offseason to get better.
All right. I want to ask this question of you, Andy, because I know a new feature. This is a shameless plug for the Keystone Sports Network. We're going to have a new feature where Andy Shea is going to be offering Andy's insights. We're going to have to change that to Professor Andy now.
No.
And in your first article, which we will have out on the website very soon, probably by the time you're it will be up. And you talked about what the best way to watch this Idaho game is.
Well, it's the one thing I'm going to watch when Penn State plays Idaho on Saturday. And I'm watching it for a little different. There's a lot of things you can watch. You take a look at the depth chart, et cetera, et cetera. Sean Clifford, a quarterback. How do the four running backs go? Easy peasy. I want to watch the offensive line, particularly in the first half. I want to look how they rotate. I want to look how they run block, how they pass block, how Caden Wallace is doing on the left tackle. Are they providing him help? Are they leaving him out there on an island?
Caden Wallace or Rashid Walker?
I mean, Rashid Walker. Excuse me. And Rashid's played better guys in practice than he's going to see in Idaho. I want to see him look like he can handle an FCS guy right now and sort of kind of run him over. But I am going to be watching the offensive line. Of course, I'm going to watch, you know, the quarterback and stuff, but I'm going to be watching
more importantly,
closely,
the running back.
Yeah. I'm going to be watching closely the offensive line because this is just my opinion of this offensive line. I think they're a group that has a great potential to be better than any one individual. And we haven't really talked about Penn State's offensive line in recent years as that is a group. And I want to see if they're better as a group than any one individual, because those are the kind of offensive lines that stand out to me. And they have some standout talent there, but they've never been better than any one collective individual. We talk about individuals. I'm looking at the unit and I want to see them block on Saturday, both run and pass. I want to see how Will Fries does. I'm just watching the offensive line closely.
And I think more than the individuals, it is that teamwork that you mentioned. How about you, Bob? What are you going to be looking for?
as we could talk about the offensive line until we're blue in the face, we're not going to know anything about them until the Big Ten season starts.
Correct.
We really are. I mean, they might dominate on Saturday, but I don't know. When you dominate a guy that's a two-star recruit, I just don't know. I want to see these guys run, and I want to see the freshmen. I just think this is going to be a game that probably gets away from Idaho pretty early, so it's going to be a chance for a lot of their younger players to play. I'm very curious. They talked about team depth. I want to see some of these guys come in off the bench and play well. I want to see I would like to see Will Levis play, quite honestly, and I want to see a tight ship, and I hate to say this, I really do, but I just want to see the special teams get out of their own way. I just want to see that. I mean,
that's a good point.
They were not good last year against good teams. This isn't a good team, but they just made too many sloppy mistakes. It started in the opener against Appalachian State. They score. They go right down the field. They allow a kick return for a touchdown. Like they need to get better. I think this kickoff specialist is going to become a fan favorite, Jordan Stout. I haven't seen a guy with a leg quite like his at Penn State. So I think that Saturday is more about the little things than it is about the big things. And we've talked an awful lot about how fast they are. I just think that this is a game where just appreciate the fact that we're going to get a look at a lot of players, because that typically will not happen in October and November.
Well, I just want to stick with the special teams for a second here, Bob. I know part of the media, you don't get to see a lot of practice, but what has been your impressions of the new special teams coach? Is he going to be a difference maker?
I mean, I think that the thing that, from what I heard from him, is that he has a much better arsenal of athletes to deploy in coverage and in the return game. Hamler's the number one kick returner, number one punt returner. Much like with Saquon Barkley, they're not afraid to use their best players in the return game. I think this kickoff specialist is basically going to take kickoff coverage out of play, and I think that's great. I think he's that important. Blake Gillikin should be a guy that we're talking about as an All-American because of his leg strength. But there were games where he did not perform well last year, or he didn't get the ball high enough, and they just never ever consistently played well. And at Penn State, I just think that's unacceptable. They're going to be in too many close games. You know, you look at the games that they lost. They lost the Kentucky game, I think, because of their special teams. They missed a couple of field goals. I think Jake Pinniger might be on a little bit of a short leash. He needs to be better than 16 for 24. I don't think he was very good from 40 and out. So I just think there's a lot of things that you just want to see them get off to a good start. And the other thing, I hate to say it, is they need to get through the game healthy, because they can't afford to lose a significant player against a team like this. So if they get a big lead, get these guys out of the game.
Get them out of the game.
Yeah. Well, I think you kind of hit on this, Bob. I'm looking for the tight ship. When you're talking about the offensive line, there's no doubt the offensive line should dominate Idaho's defensive line. But what I don't want to see is that mistake, the missed assignment,
correct,
which is not about physical talent.
False
and someone
starts,
comes in
holding
free.
Calls, just unnecessary.
Right.
Just get off the ball.
Don't fumble the ball. How about having the wide receivers hold on to the ball? No drops.
Yeah.
I think
they're
going to
have a drop.
Things I'm going to. Well, a
the
drop
okay.
is fine.
One or two.
But
is fine.
Let's not make that the norm. Let's make it the exception. The other thing I was wondering about, and let's talk. We talked wide receiver, you know, Justin Shorter being named the starter. I think that's significant. But as you said, there are players that ended up with Jahan Dotson at the beginning of last year, Pat Freiermuth. Those were guys you didn't think of at the start of the season. I'll be curious to see if there's someone else. Will Daniel George, or how about Mack Hippenhammer? Mm-hmm. How about someone like that stepping up? The guy you didn't expect.
I think Mack Hippenhammer is a good pick, because I think he's going to play a lot, because he's the guy when KJ Hamler needs a rest. I think that he's their number two slot receiver, and I think that the Franklin speaks very highly of him, and that's a big tell for me. And he missed the spring, but right away he's praising him in August, so he clearly really likes him.
Don't forget, when these guys get on the field, When the second team guys get on the field, don't forget, Idaho's defense was one of the worst in FCS last year. Just a reminder that, and these guys are going to want to go, right? second team, third team, whenever they get out there, they're going to want to go. They're going to want to, you know, they're going to want to show their chops. So forget the first team offense against a bad FCS defense. Even second and third, they're going to have a lot of vinegar in them to do what they do well. So I think it's a bad formula for Idaho, but it's a great opportunity for Penn State.
I'm going to give you another name of someone who I think will have a little bit of pressure on him this week, and that's Journey Brown.
Yeah.
With the two freshmen right on his heels, when he gets his chance to play, he better perform, or he has not one but two guys who might pass him by.
He was in the doghouse a little bit in the offseason. The freshmen are legit, as you say. I'm hoping there are no surprises. Like, I hope everyone that's expected to play plays. So we're going to talk about Journey Brown, expecting him to get a nice little workload because you don't want to – you really don't need guys carrying more than six or eight times in this game. You just don't because of the way the game's going to go. Play all four. Give all of them 6 to 8 carries. Get them in. Get them out. But you're right. I just think that this is going to be a recurring theme. I think that competition – it's very much going to be more serious this year than in any other year because
yeah,
I think that the guys that practice the best are going to play on, and you just can't take an off week. You can't take it easy. You got to play through some things, and the running backs are that good that, yes, Journey Brown is not – his place as the backup running back is not secure, but you can say the same thing about Ricky Slade.
Okay, real quick, prediction on score, over-under, and if you want to make a bold prediction for the game, go at it.
Yeah, so the line that I saw was 37. The total was 58.5. None of that's going to matter. 59-13, Penn State. I have a lot of bold predictions. My first one is that Keaton Ellis will get his first interception as a Penn State Nittany Lion on Saturday.
Ooh, interesting. I'm going to go 55-7.
Greg Pickle picked that score, I think.
Did he really?
Yeah.
55-7 is my prediction. I don't have a bold prediction because Ross isn't here
to make fun of me. Not so bold prediction then.
I would like to see, I would like to see Michael Schuster play.
I think if he does play, I'll give you that.
Yeah, I would like to see Michael Schuster play. I think he deserves it. He should play before the freshman. This is a great opportunity. He served the program well as a backup quarterback, and get Levis in, give him his chance, but this is his opportunity.
All right, I'm going to go 50-3, my bold prediction. I think we're going to see Sean Clifford run the ball a bit more than we anticipate. It may not be a good idea, but I think we're going to see it. That is it for quarter number four. Thank you, Bob. Thank you, Andy. We'll see you all next week on the Keystone Kickoff Show.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
Hey, it's Ross Tucker, former NFL player and now host on the Keystone Sports Network, telling you about GoPSURV.com. I had an unbelievable experience for the Wisconsin game with my wife. My father-in-law came up. We had an absolute blast tailgating at GoPSURV.com. If you don't know about it or you haven't checked it out yet, you need to do so immediately. Call Mark at 1-800-519-8467 or go to GoPSURV.com.
This is Andy Shea from the Keystone Sports Network. You heard us talk about 409 tailgate sauce for a while now. Honesty moment. I use 409 tailgate sauce at my house, and it's a hit with my family and friends. My barbecue chicken always comes out great. The sauce also works on pork, beef. You can even put it on your burgers. Go to 409tailgateclub.com to order 409 tailgate sauce for you or that tailgater in your life. And remember, always tailgate with honor.